You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
We are war.
We are war with terrorism. Hello, everybody. Bing's for doing, and we're doing another after show for E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's season 8. Can you believe it?
So exciting.
Season premiere.
I can believe it.
We have a brand new panel for you guys, and we're super excited to get into the episode. I'm Jason Eichler, and I've got two lovely other blondes at the other side of the table.
I'm Danica Kennedy.
And I'm Keaton Markey.
And let's get right into it. Okay. So first of all, we first see the family, and we can't not acknowledge the fact that Rob has doubled, potentially tripled, in size.
Oh, it's made me really sad.
I know, but I think we're going to see him on this weight loss journey, right? Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I feel bad that that's going to be Rob's storyline this season. Like,
His last storyline was for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kourtney and Kim in Miami was also kind of his weight, too. But last time he was on the actual Kardashian show, it was about him on Dancing with the Stars, and he was doing so good and had this great body, and now he's just kind of expanded.
And it feels like it's been less than a year since he did Dancing with the Stars, am I correct?
Yeah.
Like, that was just, like, so it's, like, how did that happen so quickly?
Yeah.
I feel like it was perfect time for him to get chubby because Kim's getting chubby. And so maybe when she needs to lose the baby
weight. Kim is having a baby!
Together. That's such a good
but
idea.
But, yeah, like, she'll need to lose her baby weight and then the fat comments on her maybe won't be as bad because he'll be getting half
of
them.
Oh, he's just a loving brother. That's beautiful. That's so good. Okay.
I'm just thinking.
So,
not the worst timing.
We're going to talk about butt sex. Since it was a big theme of this episode.
This is a serious topic, you guys.
The backdoor buddies.
We're going to have a lot of these conversations with the show.
So this is very interesting. But they're all gathered together at Chloe and Lamar's house. And Scott brings up that Chloe and Lamar probably do it from the back.
You know they're freaky. I mean, I remember we used to see episodes of them just, like, showering. They had, like, a sex layer.
Yeah, didn't they have, like, a sex swing before?
Yeah, they had, like, a layer. And good for them, though. You know, good for them.
Scott says all of your doors should always be open. And that's kind of his philosophy. Because I think, I mean, it's been seen before on the show, too, that Kourtney and Scott don't necessarily have, like, a exciting sex life. They're kind of boring.
Yeah.
So Scott suggests that, hey, maybe they should try something new. So, first of all, Scott thinks that Kourtney's trying to, like, put this idea in his head. She shows up in, like, the little booty shorts. And he's like, oh, maybe she's, like, getting me into this.
But do you also remember, like, Rob is also bragging about how many girls he's had butt sex with.
Yeah.
And it's just like, really? Really?
Scott is just not getting enough.
I know, he's not getting any.
Scott is so horny. Like,
so, okay, speaking of
he's
horny,
not getting
we
any.
Have to talk about the carrot. So when Kourtney's wearing these booty shorts, Scott gets this idea to stick the carrot into the chocolate donut.
Kourtney did the carrot.
Okay,
Kourtney represented Scott's penis as a carrot, and then Scott goes and picks up a huge cucumber. So it's like,
and so Scott puts that was so gross. So carrot in a chocolate donut, bad visual,
and it rips it apart, even worse.
And then the cucumber goes through the peach ring, and like spreads apart. And it's just a beautiful visual all around.
If you're listening, just close your eyes and just imagine this stuff.
I know. Or maybe try it at home. Tweet us a picture of it.
That'd be awesome.
That'd
how
be really
many
fun.
How many visuals can you make of butt sex?
A butt sex, I know.
with food.
So then Chloe kind of gives Kourtney this idea, which I thought was really clever. If Scott wants to do it to you, then you should be able to do it to him. if you're going to give, you have to receive, right?
So he wants all the doors to be open for her, him,
but he's going to close off all his doors.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what do you guys, do you think that's fair?
Nope.
I think it's absolutely fair.
I applaud
Courtney.
I know.
For turning that back onto Scott.
Because if she doesn't want to do it and it's out of her comfort zone, then I feel like he should also have to go out of his comfort zone. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, maybe if it's not like the same thing, should be something that, you know, she finds. But I thought that, I mean, they should literally just do a spinoff called Courtney and Scott Take the World, because they are
so funny.
I love
and
them.
They have such great chemistry, no matter if they're fighting or if they're like just goofing off or just being, they're so weird and I love them for it, because it's more relatable than I feel like any of the Kardashians right now.
Well, I mean, and the things they talk about are just so over the top, but it's
they're hilarious.
So then Courtney tells Scott, she's like, I'm gonna get, she says dildo for dildo. She calls it a dildo.
Maybe it's like a
I don't know, inside joke. And Scott's not having any of it, obviously, but
and then she puts a strap on.
So that she puts it on.
And chases him
around the house.
And she's doing,
like,
jumping jacks, and, like, it's all blurred out. But that was so funny.
I think Courtney's secret desire is to have her own penis.
I think so.
I kind of feel bad for Scott, because throughout the episode, there's all these references to Kanye having a big dick, and same with Lamar. And then Scott's over there not getting any and getting chased by
with
his
giant
girlfriend
dildo.
With a dildo who's, like, dancing around with it. And he's like, wow, she's going to do me before I get to
do
her.
But I feel like Scott's almost kinky enough that he would go through with it. I thought he was going to.
I did too. I mean, who knows?
Probably not.
They probably did.
They probably did.
Once the crew left.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're like, okay, they're gone. Now we can do this.
And so they ended up coming to a treaty, and they said, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone, which I think is fair.
I thought it was as funny as it was, and as immature and like potty mouth as it was, I thought it was a very mature way for them as a couple to address the situation where one of them was uncomfortable with the sexual act and the other one really wanted to try.
Well, and I think that's why we love the Kardashians so much too, because they're not afraid to go there with any topic. They're always like, I mean,
you remember the vagina
balls? What other show do you see somebody chasing somebody else around with a giant dildo strapped onto them?
No.
Where were their children?
Never seen it.
Where were Mason
and
Penelope? Because I pray to God that there was no chance that one of them would wander out of their room and be like, Mommy!
Mommy, what is that?
Why do you have a purple pee-pee?
Let's hope they were sleeping. Before we get into our next topic, we want to remind everybody listening that The Adventures of Serial Buddies you can now get on iTunes. And Serial Buddies was made by a lot of the people that work here at AfterBuzz. Kevin, Maria, Marissa worked on it a little bit.
Woo!
And it's got literally everybody in it. Kathy Lee Gifford, Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls, Maria's in it.
It's so funny, you guys.
It's like a cult classic comedy. And if you guys download Serial Buddies, the funds go back into AfterBuzz, and we do all these podcasts for free. So it's kind of our way of giving back, and it helps keep the lights on, and it keeps us be able to keep doing this for free. So we want you to go onto iTunes and buy it. You won't regret it. It's hilarious.
It's really funny.
Help us out here.
Yeah,
it's the least you could do. Just saying. So let's talk about Bruce and Chris. They've been in the tabloids, like, I feel like for the past year and a half. Are they or aren't they getting divorced?
Yeah.
Is she cheating? Is she having an affair? That was mentioned a couple seasons ago. And Bruce is kind of annoying. Bruce is acting like a little kid when we first see him. And he's got all his little friends over, and they're playing with their helicopters. And I thought he was like a 12-year-old boy.
But this is the thing. I was really happy to see Bruce have friends over. I think this is the first time I can really remember from all the seasons seeing Bruce hang out with like a group of guys that were his age. Because I remember he went to like Vegas with like Rob and like some of the younger guys and got his ears pierced.
Oh, that's so funny.
He had this midlife crisis a while back. But I was so happy, as crazy as all these old men with mustaches and like into motorized helicopters were, I was like, you know, good for you, Bruce. I'm glad you have man time, and I'm glad, you know, you're able to escape that, you know, girl hole that you're stuck in right there.
Which I kind of got that. But I feel like he also needs to respect Chris's space, and nothing pisses me off more than when I'm trying to sleep and like people are flying helicopters. Not necessary.
like running them into each other.
I felt bad for her. She was trying to sleep and stuff. I love that she was going to sleep with like her full face.
All her makeup. I like the
black shadow.
I was like, there's no way.
In her defense, though, if there was a camera following me, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
But my mom always says one boy is a brain, two boys is half a brain, and three boys is no brain at all.
And I think,
your mom is a smart lady.
Joan knows what's up. And I think that's so true because he's just like acting like a child. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just like, and it's a huge house. Why did he have to fly those things in the main foyer where, like, right above Chris is freaking sleeping?
Yeah, they
couldn't
go outside.
Well, and I thought
Chris
made a good point, too, because she's like, Kendall and Kylie are in high school and they have their friends over and they're not this obnoxious.
That's because they're trying to sneak things.
That's probably true.
I feel like this issue with their marriage, though, and Bruce having space and everything has been going on in the Kardashian shows for years now, because I've been watching it. This is the 8th season now. And there's always something where Bruce needs to go off and play with his toys or have his man time, and it's just like they find different ways to resolve it that never finally resolve
I think
resolve
maybe part
it.
Of the issue is Chris is so busy like managing everybody, and Bruce, all he's really got going on is the show.
He's just hanging out.
So he doesn't, you don't really see him doing like appearances or anything like the other people in the family.
Well, he does a lot of like speaking engagements.
Is he still doing that?
They just don't follow it as much because he's not like, you know, the center of the Kardashians empire. And,
valid.
You know, he does his own thing, and he makes his own money, and he's a former Olympian.
But I think maybe right now at this point in his life.
He's more like he's retired, kind of.
He kind of is, and Chris is so opposite of retired.
That's because she's scared of aging.
Yeah, clearly. Going on to, like,
her face looks great.
Season 8, phase 4.
With all those HD cameras.
But, okay, so Bruce ends up interrupting Chris's massage, and that would also... I'm kind of on Chris's team for most of this, because that would piss me off, too. If you're trying to get a massage, and he's, like, under there with the dog, not cool. So then they come to this grand idea that they're going to... Bruce is going to get a man cave. And Chris says they've been married for 22 and a half years, and this is kind of how they go about things. So Bruce goes searching for a house, and he finds this home in Malibu, and he buys it. Or does he buy it, or does he rent it?
It's renting. He rented it for 6 months.
What do you I don't know. I think that's a bad idea.
I mean, think so, too. I feel like if you have enough money to have that big of a house that they already have, if you need alone time, you should be able to go 6 rooms down or however many.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, get some peace and quiet within that area.
I feel like it's not fair to Kendall and Kylie, either. They're still in high school. And I don't think Chris and Bruce are thinking about this. Like, that's going to affect their childhood.
And they've already had a weird childhood being
so
in the
messed
spotlight.
Up. Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. When Bruce was talking about it as it's like going to be like a beach house type thing, a place I can go to get away. Like, I do get that. Like, I feel like I'm more Team Bruce this episode.
Chris over here.
But it was for Kendall and Kylie to have to deal with that. I mean, I think you guys are totally right where they kind of treat them like adults already.
Yeah.
You know, they have their own careers already, even though they're still in school. They're driving around cars that cost more than any money.
They're 15.
Yeah, like when they're 15. Like, so I don't know, though, but like Bruce needs his space. Like, look at all the Kardashians are, that's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
And he has been handling them for 22 years. And it's not like they're breaking up. Like,
but I think maybe if they wanted to get this Malibu house, obviously they can afford another home.
Mm-hmm.
Then why wasn't Chris there helping him pick it out? That was what was so shady to me, too, is at the end, she's like, oh, this is where you've been staying. She didn't even see it.
Well, also, the way they're handling it, the way they made it sound was like a vacation home, and the way they treated it was more like, oh, go hang out here 9 to 5 and then come home to me. And it should be, oh, I want a Saturday to myself at the beach, not 7 days a week.
No, I completely agree.
That would damage any marriage.
So Chris ends up, she packs Bruce for the house, and her and Chloe kind of get into it. And I feel like Chloe's the voice of reason for this family.
Always.
And she's like...
She's my favorite.
And I think she made a good point where she said, this is like the next step to separation. Because now you're already learning to live without the other person, so then you start to like it, so then you don't need to... I don't know.
But then, I mean, I thought... The first time I've ever thought Kris Jenner has ever been relatable was when they showed the montage of her like wandering around the house without Bruce, and she really did miss him. And then she was talking about how she watches The Bachelor with Bruce and how, like, as annoying as his comments are, like, I miss those comments. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, there are so many couples out there that me and my boyfriend included that do that. And I was just like, okay, these are human beings, like, who watch, like, trashy TV just like we do and, you know, do miss each other, and they're not 24/7 revolved in her world, because normally we see Chris, like, she can't put her phone down.
Yeah,
like, I didn't see her with a phone once during this episode.
I think she does take Bruce for granted.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll say that completely.
So I'm happy that, like, maybe this kind of brought that to light to Chris, that she, you know, you can't live with him, you can't live without him, but truly she can't live without him.
Well, I was kind of surprised that they wrapped it up the way they did, because it ends up that Chris misses Bruce and he comes back to live with her, because I thought they were going to reveal, like, oh, maybe they really are getting divorced, because we've seen it so much.
And the tabloids recently have been all over that. The newsstands.
Oh, and then she made him dinner and dressed up, and, like, that was super
cute. That was really cute.
I know, because we haven't really seen her plan a nice thing for him.
You always see them have cooks. I've never seen really
Or
her
when
cook.
She's planned something before, it's because she's, like, pissed him off. Remember when she, who was the guy that everybody thought she was having an affair with, so then she plans, nice getaway for that. But you've never just see her do something nice to do something nice.
She's usually spoiling her children, too, instead of her husband.
Or herself. Or Kim.
Or stealing
Mainly
her
Kim.
Children's
Kim.
Clothes. So actually, let's talk about Kim, because Bruce ended up moving back home, and they're all good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Do you think they're gonna keep the house?
I feel like, because even like Bruce's kids really kind of enjoyed it, and if that's a way for like Bruce to have like one-on-one time with his boys away from like the big Kardashian compound, I think it's a good thing for them. And I think
they maybe could also use it as like a getaway home for Chris and Bruce to get some alone
Absolutely.
time.
A little vacation spot.
Yeah, in Malibu.
Hey, they got the money, why not keep it, right?
Exactly.
And rent an outhouse sit for you guys if you need a house sitter.
So nice, Keaton.
Also, it seems like more of his kids are going to be in these coming episodes.
Yeah,
like,
well, I did read Brody signed on for the whole season.
Yeah, and in the previews they showed them more, and they're not usually featured that much in these episodes, and I think Brody's really hot, so I was excited about that.
I know. It just reminds us, we were talking
the Hills.
The Hills.
I loved that
Everybody
show.
Loves The Hills. So we first see Courtney and Kim, and they're on the Today Show, and Kim's career is, I think, difficult when she's pregnant, because she travels and does appearances so many times, so she has to be so exhausted. But then also the fact that Kanye, I think, is in Paris while this is filming, recording his album. So she's kind of going about it alone. And so you feel bad for her just because she's still married. And, like, you can joke about that. But at this point, it kind of, obviously, divorce is final now. We know that. But at this point in the show, it does suck for her.
It does.
That divorce took forever,
And if you think about it, like, you know, the Kardashians are a pretty religious and spiritual family.
Yeah.
And that probably eats away at her. And for her, and she was super close to her dad. And when she got married, when she was super young, it really, like, was hard on their relationship, I remember reading. And so that's probably in the back of her mind a lot of this time is, oh, my God, what would my dad think?
Yeah.
And that has to eat away at her. And so no wonder why she's so, like, she can't be happy for it, because she's just like, this is not how it's supposed to happen.
Well, and I just want to say, Chris Humphries is an asshole if he's going to continue to be married to her. Like, the divorce trial has gone on longer than the marriage, like, triple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe quadruple.
That marriage was nothing. It should have been
And so, I don't know. You. I will give her props, though, because when she was picking out the house for her and Kanye, I'm like, you're finally doing it right. Because when we saw when she was married to Chris before, she's like, I'm just going to stay here and he's going to live in Minnesota. And that's not how a marriage
works. No, you have to.
So you got to hand it to her for learning from her mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Third time's a charm. Let's hope.
Go, Kim.
And they're not even officially married in the other time she was.
I think,
but
maybe she should never marry Kanye.
It's okay.
And then they'll probably
stay
together.
It should be like a Courtney Scott type thing.
Yep. And I think then they'd stay together.
That's a good idea.
And she'll one day be running around with dildos strapped to her.
It'll be beautiful.
Beautiful.
You can see that happening.
So Kim goes to her first ultrasound. And this is so gross, and I want to talk about it. But she brings up eating your placenta, and apparently it makes you younger.
She was so into it.
Okay, they did it on the Tia and Tamara, like, reality show.
They
I don't
ate
know.
It?
Yeah, she got it in liquid form as well as in pill form. In the liquid form, you put droplets
gross.
In water or in juice, and then you drink it. And then the pill form, they, like, I don't know what they do, but they put it into pills. But I just remember, you guys know who Tia and Tamara are,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Sister. I just remember there was this one clip of them, and she, whatever one was pregnant, like, it's her placenta, and she puts a drop of it on her sister's tongue.
So gross.
Look up that clip on YouTube. It's hysterical. They have the best reaction. And she goes, kind of tastes good.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh, you just ate your sister's placenta.
That's so gross.
Is it like vitamin? Like, what is it supposed to do?
Apparently, it makes you younger or look younger.
A lot of animals do it.
Really?
Like, yeah, animals will eat the placenta after it
Interesting.
Gets off of, you know, there's
I feel like I wouldn't put it past Kim, though, because she's done some weird things on the show. Like, remember when she did the vampire facial where, like, sucked the blood? So I wouldn't put eating placenta past her. And she
also,
tried Courtney's breast milk. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the new thing, eating your placenta and your sister's
breast
milk.
Oh, my God. Things I never want to talk about.
Things reality television brings to light that are out there.
Well, the Kardashians care about their looks, so it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's how she makes the money.
Yeah.
So like Kim and Kanye end up getting a house, and Khloé and Kim kind of get into it about baby-proofing the house.
I thought Khloé was right.
Khloé's always right, right?
Kim, we should get shirts that say Khloé is always right. Because
what would Khloé do?
No kidding.
But you know she's gonna baby-proof the house once the baby comes. I think in her mind she just doesn't even want to think about the pregnancy.
Yeah,
because she's got so much other things going.
Well,
on.
Well, and Khloé did say to Kim, she's like, Kim, I just don't think you get it. What, like, bringing a baby into this world is going to mean. And I don't think Kim does. I think Kim has been trying to push it out of her mind for as long as she can. And I think she would almost be the first. And I think that's why she had the breakdown with her mom a little later in the episode, is because she doesn't get it. She doesn't want to have to get it right now because she has too many other things she's trying to worry about. And she just knows that when that hits, it's just going to be a whole nother. She's thinking of it as a negative thing right now than a positive thing, where Khloé's like, okay, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with this, but it's such a blessing and you're going to have so much fun.
But if you think about it too, because if this situation was happening and she wasn't famous, no, but she could go, her child could go with never knowing that your mom was married when you were born. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She could have hidden that from her kid and then told them when they were an adult. But the baby is going to be born into the world knowing all this stuff. So that's got to suck too.
I think she needs a reality check with this whole pregnancy, because to do a full-on reconstruction of a gigantic house is it never takes as long as they say it's going to take to. They're like, oh, it's going to take 2 months to redo this, and it always takes double or triple, and
hopefully
you're on a time frame when you're pregnant, and you want it to be
they're
done.
Are they trying to move in before they get there?
I'm not sure. They have a lot they wanted to change, though. And she's pregnant, and she's working, and she's traveling. So I feel like she does kind of need to
prepare. She always takes on more than she can handle.
Well, and you saw in the preview for the season that there's going to be a breakdown with her. And I remember reading it in the tabloids how she did. She had to go to the hospital. There was this big scare, and they told her, you are overworking. You have too much on your plate. You need to step back a little bit. And that was, I think that's going to be her reality check, is this is about your child now. It's and their health, not yours.
And I think that's got to be hard, though, because she's such a, like, working 24/7 person. So to cut back, if you're used to doing that, is probably just as stressful.
Mm-hmm. She's had a lot of stress lately, too. Yeah. Even throughout this pregnancy, all over the tabloids, it's making fun of how she's dressed and how, you know, she's gained weight and everything, the whole divorce. So she's going through a lot on top of everything, too.
And we see her break down while her and Chris are kind of planning what they want the nursery to be like. And Kim says, like, I can't enjoy this pregnancy because of everything else that's going on. And that's, I don't know.
I thought it was kind of cute, though, that moment.
I did, too, because I think a lot of times you think of her, like, she's this almost, like, icon that everybody just, like, picks on and throws stuff at. But she's still human, and she's still pregnant and full of emotion.
I think that's why this episode was just so good, is that it was, it kind of... We had a little taste of everybody and a little bit of everybody's faults.
Yeah.
It wasn't about,
it was
like,
real.
Something that they, you know, like, oh, so-and-so's doing an appearance here, da-da-da-da-da. It was every single storyline followed a fault in, you know, one of the family members. And I kind of, as you know, it's that sucks that, like, you know, it's kind of negative, but it's real, exactly what you said. It's nice.
It makes them more likable because you can relate to them, because... If you just watch people that are perfect all the time, it just gets annoying.
You just hate them.
It's like, oh, I want to see someone who has
weight problems.
Well,
I think that's why people watch them in the first place, because they've got, like, such a good family dynamic, and they're, I don't know, they're, even though they live these extravagant lives, they're almost very relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Kim has her final ultrasound, and we find out, announced today, that she's having a girl.
Woo!
It's a girl.
And I couldn't imagine them not having a girl.
We almost had a... spoiler.
A spoiler alert. Yeah, because they announced it at Kim's baby shower today, but then they also announced it on the show.
And our boss, Maria Menounos, was at the baby shower today, and it was Greek-themed. It was in Beverly Hills. It was beautiful.
Fiji water.
And I guess they did a sort of game thing where all the guests could write baby names and put it into a jar. And so I guess Maria wrote some long Greek name as a joke.
That's so funny. Because you always wonder when you hear about these big celebrity baby showers, like, do they do normal things that people do at baby showers? And I guess so.
Just way more extravagant.
Absolutely. I know. They had it at a friend's house. So it wasn't at any of the Kardashian houses.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Side note.
Do you think the baby's going to have a K name? I feel like
What do we think they're going to name the baby?
Weston, I feel like it has to...
It was going to be like Southwest or something, right?
Yeah, Easton West. That's what it was.
That'd be so funny.
I thought Easton was cute, but when your last name is West, I guess...
Isn't Kanye West's new album going to be called like Keezus or something?
Yeah.
They should name the baby Keezus.
Jesus
with a K.
If that baby is named Jesus, it would be so awesome. That
would be so funny.
I don't know. They're going to have to compete with Blue Ivy, so it's going to have to be something marketable.
That's some competition right there.
And isn't Beyonce pregnant again?
I think she's not.
That's a
rumor. Because she just tweeted a picture of her drinking wine.
Oh.
Set the record straight.
Thanks.
You're on it.
So, I know.
Somebody follows Beyonce.
Right
all the time.
I follow you, B.
I got you. That wraps up our episode. That was an intense episode.
It was fun.
Babies, and...
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who wants to go first?
You go first.
Okay. I think that we're going to hopefully see the Khloé and Lamar drama, because all those cheating scandals came out, I think, while they were filming this season. And I would love to see that covered on the show.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that'd be good?
I think Kim's going to get really into the whole baby thing and go shopping crazy, glitter.
I can see that.
Like, hit up the mall with all this baby stuff.
But only designer. Do you guys watch Rachel Zoe Project?
Sometimes.
It's going to be like that baby like where they only have, baby. Like, Chanel baby clothes.
Oh, I'm sure. This baby is going to be so spoiled.
I know. It should be, though.
Celebrity straight out of the womb.
I know.
It's a cameo. Gosh, I just, you know, I really hope they you know, continue like they did this episode and just keep, you know, the faults showing with these guys this episode. I don't want to see all the fluff and whatever.
We like the flaws.
It's beautiful. I don't know. I'm excited to kind of see a little bit more of Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah.
And I think we are going to see a little bit more of their dynamic and kind of how they have started to take this industry or the entertainment industry and what their paths are going to lead to. So I'll be excited to see that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We gave you our news and gossip. It was about the baby shower.
Woo!
But we'd love to continue talking about the Kardashians with you guys on Twitter and YouTube and everything. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter and my website at Danica Kennedy.
You can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler. We will see you guys back in here next week.
See you later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.